You can hear the Cardinals here on Connect FM. Cardinals Diamondbacks live from St. Louis, loud and clear here tonight. 6:20 pregame, 7:15 first pitch on the new home of Cardinals baseball, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Let's hope they just get through this night without going to extra innings. It's July 7th. We need to save those pitchers. But July, that also means it's basketball recruiting time. And it's nuts for these coaches, and it's also nuts for Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com, traveling across the country. Brad, where are you at today?
Actually, shockingly, I'm in Champaign today.
Wow.
Indianapolis, and now I'm in Champaign today. So
you're actually around home.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Chicago this weekend and then Milwaukee, and then I'll be in Vegas and St. Louis and Phoenix and Fort Wayne.
So, Brad, do you look forward to the July, or is it kind of, you kind of sit there and you go, man, I'm going to be on the road for 20 days here?
Yeah, you know, it's fun, but yeah, it does, the grind wears on you after a while. It's kind of exciting that first day. Yesterday I had a little leery when I left, but then once I got there, you get out there and you see, you know, you walk in and there's, you know, from, you know, Bruce Weber and Tom Izzo, you're sitting with them and, you know, talking basketball with guys like that, and whether Bill Self, Roy Williams, John Calipari, all these games, you kind of get excited, you know, even though you've talked to them before. It's kind of exciting to see all these guys walk in the gym and see some, maybe find some young guys who are really good players that nobody knows about. So it's always exciting.
Talking with Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com. You can check out his stuff at orangeandbluenews.com. Covers Illinois basketball recruiting better than anybody. And, you know, it's nuts for coaches. You know, 2 10-day evaluation periods. It seems like they only see these players for a couple of seconds. You're just showing your face. But it's a crazy time where they're logging long hours, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours of sleep a night. I know the NCAA is kind of looking at maybe cutting out the July period or really streamlining it. What have you heard on that end, Brad?
Yeah, it sounds like there's going to be some changes. I'm not sure how they're going to, you know, there's been a few different proposals for how to change it. But, I mean, it looks like they're going to shorten it. And, you know, what I'd like to see, from my opinion, I think what I'd like to see them do is maybe go from a, you know, shorten it in July and have a couple weekends open in April. Because I think what's happened is you have so many kids that they have not seen, and they're already in July of their, you know, going in their senior year, and they just haven't seen them. So now you're kind of rushing to try and catch them at the last minute. And I don't know if you can do the best evaluations and you end up with more, you know, more kids that aren't, end up in places where they probably don't belong. And, you know, kids that are unhappy, and you get more transfers. Transfers are up more and more. So I think they're going to streamline it, because I think it's crazy for the kids too. When you go to the last tournament in Fort Wayne, is just going to be, it'll be awful just because they'll be so exhausted. These kids are going to place, you know, 2 and 3 games a day for 20 days, and they're going to be worn out by the time they get to that last tournament.
Well, and the coaches are too. I mean, the kids, obviously they're kids, but we all remember Skip Prosser, Wake Forest, you know, that July when he passed away. You know, a lot of fatigue probably had to do with that. What are the positives and negatives of maybe shortening that or streamlining the July period?
Well, I think, I think shortening is the positives, obviously. It wears on everybody. Yeah. You're seeing kids that aren't at their best. You're seeing coaches aren't at their best. I mean, you know, I don't know if Bruce Weber yesterday, he kind of got a break. He caught Tom Izzo took a private flight from Indianapolis over to Akron.
I saw that.
And, you know, I was actually standing with him when Izzo said, well, you can fly with me if you want. And so he made a call for him, and Weber was supposed to fly out at 5:40 in the morning this morning, and we got done in the gym. He got done at 10:30, and he was about 20 miles north of Indianapolis, and he was supposed to be at the airport at 5:40. So that kind of gives you an idea of what it's like.
So he's waking up at 2:30 to get to the airport.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, really just don't get any sleep. You just hop back, and you're just going to the next place. And he would have had the only connector from Indianapolis to Akron went through, like, Charlotte. it's crazy stuff like that you have to end up planning for. And, you know, luckily, Coach Izzo gave him a ride, and he had a private plane for this for the first part of the period here for a couple of days, and so he gave him a lift. But, yeah, you run into that stuff, you know. And as a media guy, I don't have to do quite as much of that. I can go to one place for a day and, you know, maybe stay all night, but I don't have to get take the red eyes from Las Vegas to Orlando overnight. So maybe that's a benefit. But I think, obviously, that's a negative, you know, for coaches. They're not feeling well, and players aren't feeling well. I think it'd be nice, you know. I also think it wears on the kids, you know, when you see, like, constantly you have this coach that's watched you, you know, they're watching. after a while, it's just recruiting. You're not evaluating anymore after a few times. You know, you see a few, you've seen this kid, he can either play or he can't play, but you still have to go to his games because you want to be seen. If you're ever going to get that kid to sign with you, you've got to show your face. And so he kind of makes it, you know, it's less about evaluation and more about just, you know, posturing as much as anything.
I'm talking with Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com. You can check out his stuff at orangeandbluenews.com. Covering Illini basketball recruiting in July is the time to see it. That's when all the coaches are out. And Brad, you talked about Tom Izzo giving him a ride. Tom Izzo's got a private plane, but none for Bruce Weber, huh?
Well, usually it's somebody. It's usually someone who's donated it. Booster has let him use it, or something like that, or somebody. You know, and old, I know Coach Weber's used one before, but it just it's tough. Usually you have a you got a big money booster. He's got a private plane. He'll donate it for a few days in July. I think it's obviously nice to be in that situation. I know I've seen Tom Crean, Thad Mata, some of those guys end up with those private planes in July, and boy, it makes life a lot easier. But, you know, and I think also you're looking at sometimes, you have the recruiting budget too, and, man, those flights get expensive. And so I think you got to have, you know, somebody, you know, that guy who can will donate a plane or donate a, you know, some time, some airtime for you to be able to use that private plane.
So, Brad, you said you ran into Bruce Weber. Obviously, he's going around the country. And, of course, Jarence Howard, you know, Jay Price and Wayne McClain also probably traveling around the country. Where have they been so far, do you know? And who are they really watching in this July period?
Well, Coach Weber and Coach Howard were in Indianapolis yesterday. Coach Weber, of course, you know, like I said, flew to Akron to see, obviously watching Jabari Parker, as well as the Terry Rozier kid from Ohio. It's a 2012 point guard. And then Coach Howard actually started the morning in Indianapolis, I'm pretty sure, and then he was going over there to watch Jabari Parker's games. And all, you know, you never know, find that the top 100 players, some of the top 100 players in the country over in Akron. So Coach Price been out in Philadelphia, I know. He was out there, and then I think he's back in Indy now, if I'm not mistaken, but watching some of those same kids. But they've been targeting, you know, they're looking in 2012, but also looking at a lot of young kids. I know yesterday they watched Michael Orris, who's the point guard who decommitted from Creighton, from Creed Monet. I know they watched him a couple times. He's playing really well over there in Indianapolis. And then they also have gotten, I know they watched some young guys, you know, some of those incoming, you know, rising freshmen, rising sophomores, rising juniors, you know, in that class of 2013 and 14. So they've just tried to make the rounds and, you know, see a lot of these young kids, you know, with Jaquan Lyle from Evansville. Late last night, there was I think there were six Big Ten head coaches in the gym watching this kid who's going to be a sophomore in high school next year. So it kind of gives you an idea, you know, what it's like. And obviously he's a good player. He's got a bunch of scholarship offers, and for him it's going to be one of those things. He gets to pick where he wants to go to school. Some of these guys are trying to play to make somebody like him, but in his case he's going to have his choice.
I'm trying to put myself in one of these kids' shoes, because I've seen these events too, Brad, and you see all these coaches. You see Tom Izzo, you know, John Calipari, Billy Donovan, all these guys sitting right there watching you, 10, 15, maybe 20 Division I high major coaches. What's that like for a kid like Jaquan Lyle or Jabari Parker that's getting all that interest? That just has to be an amazing feeling.
I think especially the first time. I think the first time really it's got to be exciting. You probably try and do too much because you're trying to put on a show instead of just playing your game. You know, for a kid like Jabari now, who's been with USA Basketball, he's played all over. For him, it's probably no big deal because, you know, he knows they want him. I think for a kid like, you know, I think sometimes the pressure can be even worse for some of these kids who are rising seniors. I'll give you an example. Kyle Mullick, who's from Ohio, who decommitted from Purdue a couple weeks ago. Now he's coming off an ACL tear, and he's going in July, and he's got to, like, reprove himself, so to speak. And there's a kid with a lot of pressure. And I think those are the kids that really are going to, you know, have to. It's really tough because they've got 20 days here and they got to show what they can do. And if they don't, then they may end up, you know, not at the school that they want to go to.
Insane amount of pressure. Can't imagine it. We're talking with Brad Sturdy from orangeandbluenews.com, part of rivals.com, covers Illinois basketball recruiting on the road for the July period. You said you saw Michael Orris, Illinois coaches, watching him. They have that one spot open in 2012. Do you expect them to fill that? And would it be a point guard like Michael Orris?
I think they're looking at a guard, point guard. There's a few names, you know, obviously the Rozier kid from Ohio that they're going to watch in Akron, and they haven't seen him yet, actually, other than, you know, just highlights and so forth. But and then they're going to, you know, Forrest, and then there's some other names. A kid named Sumaji Christian from Cincinnati, who's going to be a prep school. He's a prep school. It was 2011. He was reclassed to go to prep school, and he's an amazing athlete. So he's a kid who that they are looking at. He had Illinois in his top four. So there are a few kids out there, I think, that that they're looking at. There's some others too, and they want to find a guard who can handle, because you know, and yesterday I was talking to Coach Weber, he feels like they could be really good, you know, next year in 12-13, and it feels like, you know, with the, after all these kids get a year of experience, and really the only kid they're going to lose next year is going to be Sam Maniscalco, who, you know, he's a great leader and everything, but I mean, they bring back a lot of talent, and so if they can find that guy who can come in, they don't want to go in there with just one point guard. I think that that's obviously that experiment hasn't worked so well for the last couple of years, and I think they'd like to have somebody, if for no other reason, just have a guy to push Tracy Abrams.
If they fill that spot in 2012, how many are open for 2013? Does that play into their process or their thought process?
I think they're looking at 2013 as having, I think they only have three openings, but I think they're looking at 2013 as having four openings.
Just because of a, just
you
because
know,
somebody.
And you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, whether it's a transfer, whether it's a kid leaving, you kind of have to recruit that way because you, you almost never go 3 years without having somebody transfer. Right. So I think that they're looking at having four in 2013. Obviously, they're going to save one as long as Jabari Parker wants to wait. They'll have a spot for him. So, you know, and number one player in the class, you usually do that for. So.
How many Division I coaches were watching him yesterday?
Well, you know, he was actually in Akron, and that wasn't open in Akron until today. But, yes, today he probably had, I guarantee he had five watching him from Illinois and Washington and Kansas and Michigan State and Duke. So I'm pretty sure he probably had five for sure, and then we'll go. Then I'm sure he had more too. But those five are definitely going to be watching him.
Talking with Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com. Covers Illinois basketball recruiting. Just a couple questions left for you, Brad, about the team now. Myers Leonard over in Europe playing in the FIBA World Championships. Had a couple good games, and then yesterday he got into foul trouble like we saw during the season. But this has to be a good experience for him, just playing against some of the elite players and playing with some of the elite players.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. It's good for him to learn. Also, it's good. Sometimes it's good for these kids to just hear from somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that those coaches have told him that he has to quit fouling. He's got to move his feet and do things like that. I'm sure they've told him, you know, on, you know, he needs to be around the hoop and do the dirty work and rebound and play defense and all that stuff. So hearing it from somebody else, you know, and having to fight for minutes against some really, really talented kids, I think is a great experience for him. And also, you know, the travel and so forth is, you know, it's a great life experience, if nothing else, even if it didn't help your basketball career. But I think it's going to help his basketball career. I think having a kid, you know, and it's nothing against, like, a Mike Tisdale, who I thought was a, you know, had a really nice career at Illinois, did a really good job. But a kid like Nana Egwu pushing him every day is going to help Myers, too, because Nana doesn't ever let up, you know, with his speed up and down the floor. Myers is going to have to run the floor every time because Nana does. So it's kind of one of the things. I think he'll be pushed by the incoming freshman. I don't think it's just his spot to have, and I think he knows that, and I think that's where this experience is going to maybe help him.
Brad, I'm thinking of the character of this team. I think the seniors were kind of the leaders, whether they were good enough at it or not. I thought they all had decent careers, but, you know, there's maybe just a disconnect between them and the sophomores. What do you think the character is of this team coming through here now? Because there's so many questions.
Yeah. You know, I don't think we know. I think we'll find out. I really think that you're going to see, you know, D.J. Richardson's going to have to, and Sam Maniscalco are going to have to be the guys, I think, to step up and kind of take charge of this team. I think they can do it. I think Brandon Paul can to a certain extent. I think with him, he's just got to bring it all the time. And I think he's learning that. You know, he's saying the right things now, and now he's got to go out and do it on the floor because, you know, I think Brandon Paul is the most talented, you know, player, offensive player they have, you know. The kid can just get some things done, but he also has some times when he kind of disappears. You know, when it gets a little physical or somebody gets into him, he kind of backs away a little bit. But and when he doesn't, when he really goes at people, he's got a chance to be really good. So I think those guys, Maniscalco, Richardson, and Paul have to be the leaders, and we'll see a different mentality. I don't know that the record will be a lot better than it was last year. I think you'll see a team that plays differently than they did last year. I think there'll be more sense of urgency out there.
Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com. Brad, always appreciate it. And try to keep the miles down on the car, but I know you have a good time when you're out there. And I guess the hardest part would be eating healthy on the road, huh?
Yeah, there's not a lot of eating out. You know, yesterday I had a couple of chicken snack wraps. And then
that's about all you can get.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is that, sometimes they're 20 minutes apart, these venues, and you got a game ends, and you got 15 minutes to get the next venue. You don't have a lot of time to sit down and eat. So you just kind of grab what you can on the road and grab something to drink. Coach Weber eats a lot of popcorn.
Yeah.
So he's a big popcorn eater.
I was going to say, that's probably the concession of choice, and he's always got his Diet Cokes on him, too.
Yeah, exactly. Diet Coke and a popcorn, and you're good to go.
Well, Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com, you can check out his stuff at orangeandbluenews.com. It's always good stuff. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy.
That's Brad Sturdy from orangeandbluenews.com. Always great stuff with Brad. Really knows his Illinois recruiting. If you've got any recruiting questions, I can answer some of them probably. 217-359-2255. 217-359-2255. Is Darren Williams really going to Turkey? Well, that's what's being reported right now. What do you think? If you're Darren Williams, the NBA is locked out next season, would you want to go play in Turkey? Give us a call. 217-359-2255. It's a Jay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.
Hi, this is Frank.